My name is Nikolaev Ruslan Alexandrovich. I was born in Russia, and I was born on 14th April 1996. I definitely enjoyed playing soccer after school. Our school would end like a lot earlier, around 1 p.m. And pretty much the rest of the day, I would literally come out of school and just start playing soccer, like just outside the building. But my parents really didn't like it. So you all have uniforms. But for me, after the school was over, I would just go straight up in my dressy shoes, go to the field, play soccer. I had an older sister. She's 1 year older than me when I was back in Russia. But then when I moved to Canada, now I have like 7 siblings, maybe a large amount of siblings. And yeah, when I was growing up, I definitely spent a lot of time just with my sister and stuff like that. Every time we would go to our grandma's village house, would play there in the summers, and just being together, obviously you spend some time of the day just like helping out around the garden, whatever, but then the rest of the day just fooling around, playing, breaking stuff. I came to Canada when I was 14, and then I came to the States pretty much 3 months ago. The whole decision of me moving to Canada was mostly around better school and a better opportunity in the future. Just because in Russia, there is definitely some limitations in terms of how competitive the system is, how much harder it is to just achieve something in life. That's something that's different about the States and Canada as well. If you work really hard over time and you prove people that you are capable of doing something, you'll actually be able to get where you want to get to. I started learning English back in Russia at first, and I think it was a really bad school program in Russia, so they didn't teach us very good English there. I think when I first came to Canada and I started speaking to other people, they were all telling me that I have really bad accent. And I was like, no, I don't have accent. I felt like I have perfect English, but over time I realized that like I have to work on this. I was lucky that I got to go straight to school. I didn't have to do English second language program, ESL program or anything like that. I got to dive straight into the environment of just everything being in English and slowly sort of pick it up. So, you know, if you move to a new country and you want to learn language, watch a lot of movies. Coming here, you definitely see a lot more pace in like what people are doing. Everybody seems to have sort of some kind of goal that they're going to. Like if you see people on the street, they're not just strolling there, like walking, looking around. They usually have like sort of something in mind and they really sort of like try to do things with their goals in mind. In Canada, I think it's much more relaxed. The nice thing about the States that I sort of want to explore is just how large the country is. There's so many sort of small corners in every sort of like piece of the country. For example, if you go to like West Coast and like California, it's very different life there versus like New York, right? Or if you go somewhere like in the middle of the country, there's a lot for me to sort of just explore, to move around and learn about the country. I think that's sort of a cool thing about America for sure. Here I work at Uber. They have their self-driving car department here. I'm working on a perception team, sort of responsible for logic behind cameras, being able to like see objects on the street. The roads in Pittsburgh are not that great, and they're also pretty bad in Russia too. Thanksgiving here, we never had Thanksgiving in Russia, so that was sort of a new thing to adjust to. And Thanksgiving is really sort of like a family holiday, but for me, having sort of my family back in Russia, it was harder to adjust and like appreciate the holiday. And for me, I ended up spending it with my friends from high school who are also from other countries as well. We all had sort of our families back home, and we really tried to sort of like stick together, make sure that we can be there for each other all the time. It was hard to just leave home. At first, it feels like you're just moving to some place and you just don't know anybody there, right? But in reality is that over time, you sort of get to meet other people who moved from their homes as well, just like you, and you find the common grounds with them. You start spending time together. And sort of this connection with the people that you meet is actually what gets you through that difficult moment in the beginning of just leaving home. To me, if I have a short-term travel, if I come to a new place for, let's say, a week, I try my best to just explore it as much as I can. And if you move to like a new place for a long amount of time, so if you move to a new country to actually live there for a long amount of time, I would say it's definitely about finding like-minded people in a country that you can stick around with. And there's obviously all these negative people that you can meet, especially when you move to a new place because you don't know anybody there, right? So you really need to be like smart about it, making sure that you find the right people to stick to. This idea is very important.